Shalom to all. Today's office of Yerushalmi, Yarlo Daf Yud Beis. We're starting Yud Alephone Beis all the way in the bottom. The last two words, my kedoin, and the Vilnsur's Daf is on Vavon Beis a little bit before the halfway point. And today's office sponsor, Leilu Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we just brought my chalkis Rabbi Barba and Rabbi Yossi regarding Bittel of Isser and Heter. Rabbi Barba held that it's 1 in 100, and Rabbi Yossi said it's 1 in 60. And we had ended with a memor from Rabbi Yochanan that we evaluate all these surim as if they were onions or leek, butzel or kaploid, and these are the strongest of all nice in time. So I think we're asking my kedoin, what's pshat in the machlokes between Rav Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yochanan seems pretty simple. Why are they arguing 1 in 60 or 1 in 100? So Gemara answers, Yud Beis Amar Alef on top, Hahen Amar Noisnei Tamim Echad Mimea Vahen Amar Noisnei Tamim Echad Mishishim. Their machlokes is in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan said that we're Meshayer, we evaluate all Isser and Heter as if it's kaplet or onion, the question is, what is the portion of Noisnei Tam? How much of it is going to give taste? Is it 1 in 60 or is it 1 in 100? Now where's the machlokes from? Ma'ad Amar Noisnei Tamim Echad Mishishim. According to Ma'ad Amar, which is Rabbi Yossi, that it's 1 in 60, at oiza hazroya echad mishishim ba'ayil, he treats the zroya as 1/60th of the ayil, and uman damer echad mimeya, the one who holds it's 1 in 100, that's Rav Chiya Bar Abba, at oiza hazroya echad mimeya ba'ayil, he treats the zroya as 1 in 100 of the ayil. Namely, they're arguing regarding a zroya from a nazir's carbon. The pasuk tells us that the kayin has to take the zroya b'sheila, which means the zroya, the arm of the animal, which is being cooked with the rest of the ayil. Now the zroya is for the kayin, and that's not for the ba'ilim, it's not for the owners. Nonetheless, the rest of the ayil is allowed to be eaten by the ba'ilim. It must be that there's no tam imparted from the zroya into the rest of the aisle. And again, the machlokes is the proportion between the zroya and the aisle 1 in 60 or 1 in 100? Now, how exactly is this machlokes? Wouldn't this be just a discussion of metzias? Well, let's take everything and weigh it on a scale, or let's just measure it out. And the answer is that manda amar echad mimeya, according to manda amar, that it's 1 in 100, at maitiyah atzomas me'azroya. You take out the bones of the zroya, and therefore the meat of the zroya to the rest of the aisle is 1 in 100. And manda amar echad mishishim, according to manda amar, it's only 1 in 60, ain't at maitiyah atzomas me'azroya. You don't take out the bones of the zroya, and the zroya with the bone is 1 in 60 to the rest of the animal. As the Gemara, hold on. The same way that you're taking the bones out of the zroya, and they're not counted as part of the iser, so you should also take out the bones from the aisle. Basically, if we're not cheshbening the bones as part of the iser, how could we cheshben the bones as part of the heter? And the answer is that les yachil, you can't say that. Meaning we're actually able to take out the bones from the zroya and not have them as part of the iser, but yes, have the bones as part of the heter of the aisle. Why is that, Tani? Because we have a mission that's very similar. It says, "Ain tinovishal truma mitzarefes ima truma less arsa chulin, aval tinovishal chulin mitzarefes ima chulin lahalis is a truma." If some truma flour got mixed into chulin, but along with the truma, some bran fell in as well, that's tinovishes. So we only require 100 parts chulin kenega the truma flour and not the bran, because the bran isn't edible. That's what we mean by "Ain tinovishal truma mitzarefes ima truma less arsa chulin." However, we do say the other way around. The chulin bran is used as part of the betel. And it's the same over here. The zroya isn't edible, so it's not part of the cheshben of noisein tam of the iser, whereas in the chulin part, since the bones of the aisle absorb the flavor from the meat of the zroya, this time is dispersed into the bones as well, and therefore they're counted as part of the aisle and not as part of the zroya. Now, once we mention this concept that the tinoifes of the truma is not part of the iser, and the tinoifes of the chulin is part of the heter, Rav Bibi asked the following question: tinoifes shel truma, what about the brain of truma? Ma'ushet etzar from a chulin lahalis the truma, is that allowed to join along with the chulin in order to help be mevato the truma? So imagine this: you have a bunch of truma and tinoifes and bran that falls into chulin, and there's not enough chulin just to be mevatel the truma itself. However, if we take the truma bran and we add it to the chulin, that's going to help bittel. Could we do that? And the answer is, when Manto Amar Chona, based on what Rav Chona says, Kalipe Isser Mitzarfes LaHeter, that if we have peels that are usser, they're allowed to join with heter to be mevatel other isser. Hada Amar, that tells us, Tinoifeshel Truma Mitzarfes Machulin LaHalas Truma, the bran of truma is able to join with chulin in order to mevatel truma. And again, as we said before, that since his bran is not edible, it doesn't have a din of truma, and therefore it could join with the chulin in order to mevatel the truma. Now, Tanya Rav Chiya taught, "Kol ma shasati l'cha b'makam acher, everything that I asked you in a different place, hitarti l'cha kan, I matered for you over here." What does this mean? L'fi shabacha makai mea aser, mea va'oid mutter, in all other places when dealing with iser, according to Rav Chiya, if this iser fell into 100 parts heter, it's still aser. It needs to fall into 100 and a little bit, and only then it's batel. Bram hacha, over here, afilu mea mutter, even 100 is mutter. The over here is referring to the zroya with the aisle. This is a unique heter that we learn from the pasuk that even though the proportion is 1 to 100 and not 1 to 100 and a little bit, still there's betel. Now the proper gear says to take out the next word v'tayv, and the next four words are really just a quote of the Mishnah. Im ha'isif masayim aser. We had said that once a vine gets detached from the parent tree, it's considered like you had just planted it in the ground. And even though the fruits that are currently on it don't have a din of arla, if they continue growing a 200th more of their current size, so that new growth is arla, and there's not going to be betel, and everything's going to be aser. Aser. Now the question is, how are we able to tell if it grew a 200th or not? So Gemara Yud Beis Amud Beis on top tells us the Beis Rav Yanai and Beis Mesher Rav Yanai Misharin Bahadin Yarbuza, they would be Mishar, they would evaluate, they were able to tell by using a Yarbuza, which is a type of vegetable. And Ketzad Huyadea, how would one figure this out? Rav Bibi says Rav Shem Ruchanina, like it Echad, a person picks a Yarbuza out of the ground, Umeniach Echad, and he leaves one growing in the ground, Masha Zeb Paiches, Zemoisif. Whatever this one lost, this one gained. In other words, the Yarbuza shrivels or dries at the same rate it grows. So therefore, you measure this Yarbuza the moment you take it out of the ground, then you measure it to when it loses a 200th of its size, and you know that that's how much the one that's still in the ground grew, and this we're able to tell when something grew a 200th. The Mishnah tells us Natilsha Arla, we have a sapling of Arla, Vishal Kilea Kerem, or of Kilayim Bekerem, meaning the sapling is growing in a vineyard. Either it is the grapevine itself, or it's something else. We're going to discuss in the Gemara how exactly we have a sapling that's Kilea Kerem, but either which way, we have one of these two saplings, Shenus Arvim and Atiyas, they got mixed up with other saplings, so we have a whole field with a bunch of young trees, and one of them is Aser. It's either Arla or Kilea Kerem. Hareza lo Yilkait, he's not allowed to pick fruits off of the vine. Vimliket, Yal Bechro Masayim. However, if he did pick fruits, then they're Batal 1 and 200. Ubovachal is Chavan Lokait, as long as he doesn't have Kavana, that he's going to be picking these things and there's going to be Bittal. Why is this? So we know that Arla is Batal 1 and 200, but not when it's Mechober, when it's connected to the ground. Therefore, Lechatchila, one isn't allowed to pick any of the fruit here. But if they did, and now it's detached from the ground, some will say that there's Bittal. Now, Rabbi Yamar, he argues and says, Afis Chavan Yilkait, Yal Bechro Masayim, one could have Kavana and pick, and there's going to be Bittal 1 and 200. So I think we're addressing what we mentioned in the Mishnah, Natil Shal Arla and Natil Shal Kilea Kerem. The question is, Valai Kol Natiyas Ein Kilayim Kerem? Aren't all the Natiyas here Kilayim Bekerem? If you have another min that's planted in this Kerem, in this vineyard, so all the Natiyas, all the saplings should be Kilayim. How do you have that there's just one Natiya here which happens to be Kilayim? We understand with Arla that one of these trees could be Arla, we just don't remember which one. Once we're dealing with an Isra of Kilayim, so all of them should be Aser, not just one. And the answer is, Kenimas Nisa, Aruga Shal Kilayim Kerem. The Mishnah could be talking about a row that's Kilayim. It could be that we had a vineyard right next to a field of wheat, and so the outer row is Aser because of Kilayim, and then the wheat field got destroyed and there was more vines and we simply got confused. We don't know which row it is that's Aser because of Kilayim. So it's not just one, it could be talking about a row. And Amar Biyasim Rebbe, Masnisa, Aruga Shal Kilayim Kerem. This is the same exact answer. According to some, we're not even Garis this line. Amar Biyasim Rebun, he gives a different answer. Kshevi Atzitz Nakov ve'aviroi tachas agafen. It's talking about taking an Atzitz Nakov, a perforated flower pot, and bring it underneath a gafen. In other words, he had wheat, for example, planted in an Atzitz Nakov, a perforated flower pot, which due to its holes is considered to be getting its nourishment from the ground, and he carried or placed this under a single vine in a kerem, and the vine itself becomes Aser because of Kilayim, but not the other vines. And now this Atzitz was moved, and he does remember which vine it was. So here we can have an entire kerem that only one of the vines is Aser because of Kilayim. So now that we answer that, we continue discussing the dinim of our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Lakish says, B'shem Chizkiya, like it shloisha shkolos umater, that lechat chila, one is allowed to pick three clusters of grapes from this whole kerem, and they're permitted. There's no problem. And that's because since midday raisa, Kilayim is batal barayv, at most we'll only assume that one of them is Aser, and that's batal in the other two. And even if you want to say that, yeah, but midrabanan, there still is an Iser of Kilayim, 1 in 200, we'll still use the raiv by saying that the real Iser wasn't even picked, and it's still on the vines, because that's where raiv grapes are. Therefore, according to Shlakish B'Shem Chizkiya, we're allowed to l'chatchila pick three clusters of grapes from this kerem that has one sapling of Iser. Sadly, we're asked, M'schal v'shitas v'shem v'lakish, it seems to be a steer and shitas v'shlakish, Taman Ar v'shem v'shaya, over there in Masechus Trumas, he says, the name of v'shaya, that a hayu l'fan of mev v'chamishim chaviyos, let's say in front of him, he had 150 closed barrels, and then one barrel of truma got mixed up in all these barrels. So all them are Aser, even though we know that truma is batal 1 in 100, since all the barrels are closed, they're considered a davar chashov, and we know that when dealing with a davar chashov, there's a totally different din of bittal. So therefore, there's no bittal. However, niftachu mea, mutarais, let's say 100 of these barrels get opened, then those barrels are mutter, because there's bittal 1 in 100, v'chamishim asurais, but the other 50 that are still closed are Aser, you'd give them an alpha on top, v'ashar, the rest, the other 50, v'chshiftachu yu mutarais, when they get opened, they're mutter. Now, Amr of Zer says, and here's the question, loy amru el chshiftachu, they only said that when those remaining 50 barrels get opened, so then they're mutter. Hali pasach betchila, aser. But to open them l'chatchila would be aser. V'hachu amar hachin, and over here he's saying this. In other words, when those other 50 barrels are still closed, we don't say that the aser barrel is in the rife of barrels which were already opened, and that would make the 50 remaining sealed ones mutter. We only say that if they were opened, dahainu, if b'diavet someone opened them, so then they're mutter. But while they're still closed, they're aser. But over here, Shlakish had said that l'chatchila, you're allowed to pick three clusters of grapes, and you don't have to be chayshish that the aser is here. We can say, you know what, it's in the rife of grapes that are still on the vines. That's a stira. And the answer is that no. Taman b'shem Rabbi Shaya, v'hacha b'shem Chizkiya. Over there in Mizrach's Trumas, he's saying the name Rabbi Shaya. Over here, he's saying the name of Chizkiya. So there's no stira. And not only that, v'amr taman b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, even over there, we have a member in the name of Rabbi Shlakish that paseach shalish chavias umatir. V'lechatchila, we are allowed to open three barrels, and those are mutter, and v'asik chesed hacha. That's just like cheskiyov over here, that we're allowed to take three clusters of grapes off the vine, and that's l'chatchila okay. But now we just have two more questions to conclude the sugya. V'tanina, and we had learned in our Mishnah, harezo lo yilkait, that one is not allowed to pick grapes from here, and that's mashma lisha avar. The l'chatchila, one is not allowed to do it, and it's only b'diyevet if you pick grapes, it's okay. And Rish Lakish says l'chatchila, one is allowed to pick grapes. And also v'tanina, we learned that im lakat, if one did pick grapes, yalu bechadu masayim, there's bittul 1 in 200. And Rish Lakish had said there's bittul 1 in 2. Dahainu, if you pick three clusters, then we only assume that one of them is usser and it's bittul in the other two. So we have a double question on Rish Lakish. First of all, l'chatchila, you shouldn't be allowed to pick grapes. And even if you did pick, there's only bittul 1 in 200, not 1 in 2. And the answer is no problem. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, kan b'shaliket shloisha, kan b'shaliket kulen. Rish Lakish is talking about picking three, and here in the Mishnah we're talking about picking all of them. Picking most of the grapes means that the usser ones were definitely picked, which Mamela creates bittul. Hence why the Mishnah says l'chatchila, one isn't allowed to pick them, because if he did pick them, that's called being mevatel isser l'chatchila. But if he already did, we say okay, there's bittul 1 in 200. Whereas with Rish Lakish allowing one l'chatchila to pick three clusters, that's also okay because it's not working with bittul. Remember, we had said that we assume the isser isn't even in these clusters, rather in the majority that were left on the other vines. So there's no steer of the Mishnah on Rish Lakish. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this idea of bittul with something chashuv. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.